I was angry. Livid, actually. 2 months I'd been gone, and the moment I get back, she's on a date? The anger and resentment inside me at the knowledge that she hadn't waited, that she hadn't tried to fight harder, had been like an acid burn for going on a few hours now. That was why I'd said yes to a date. Had agreeing been the smartest move on my part? No. Had doing the agreeing in front of my sister been smart? Absolutely not. Had I gone on the date anyway? Yes. But the date hadn't gone on long. She'd realized rather quickly that the date I'd agreed to had been for a different reason than her. I.e., she knew that I was still really stuck up on Shane. I'd pretended, though, until I saw her walk in. The moment she saw me, I knew. I hadn't necessarily seen her face, but the entire restaurant had felt like it had gone chilly. My date, who'd been facing the entrance to the side of the building where Shane had come in, had seen her, and upon the look on her face, I knew that Shane hadn't been able to control her emotions. She never had been great at that.
"Why did you two break up?"
Dolly asked. I leaned back in my chair, wondering if I should answer honestly, and decided, why not tell her why? Because my parents are police officers, and now I'm a police officer, and Shane's family is a bunch of criminals, I said. Her brother is the hotshot gang leader of the Breakers, and he's gone out of his way to let anyone and everyone know that he doesn't approve of a relationship between Shane and me. We broke up because I couldn't continue to be with someone who would knowingly associate with a man who saw nothing wrong with attracting young, impressionable kids into his clutches and teaching them that the only way is the Breaker's way. Her mouth pursed.
I think maybe you could have allowed her to graduate first before you broke up with her, though. What was she supposed to do? Leave her family? She's only 17.
She had a point, but...
I had no clue that my love of flight would help fix a hole in my heart the size of Quinn. And though I still thought about him often, I now had a second love of my life. It was on my first night back after a 6-month stint in Afghanistan that I saw him. The odds of us meeting in the middle of a backwater bar in remote New Jersey were few and far between. It was apparent that he was working, or here in an official capacity. He was dressed in his Marine Corps dress blues, speaking with another man beside him, when he finally noticed me across the bar. I turned away the moment his eyes met mine, my heart thundering. It had been 2.5 years, and it felt like not a day had passed since we'd last seen each other. Every single emotion I felt toward him was just as sharp and uncomfortable as the day he broke my heart. Why did it hurt so much? Why did it continue to feel like he'd sent my heart through a shredder before handing it back to me? I was officially on leave for 3 weeks. And since he was here in New Jersey, there was no reason I couldn't go home and see my brother, Nona, and Andy.
"Excuse me," I heard said. "Would you care for another drink?"
I looked up at the man who'd approached and barely contained my grimace. There was nothing wrong with him physically. He was cute. But he had the same body type as Quinn. The same hair color, the same eye color. The only thing different was that his face was less angular, more round. Why did he look so similar? Because he was Quincy, Quinn's triplet. "What are you doing here?" I asked, taking in his attire.
"I'm here because my brother just finished some schooling where he was recognized for outstanding performance. Quaid's here too," he answered.
Just as Quincy said that, Quaid appeared on my other side, then took a seat next to me. "Nothing against seeing y'all," I said, "but I'd really like to keep him away from me." Meaning they needed to leave. Pronto. Because I knew that them being here would allow Quinn to scrounge up the courage to come check in. And if I saw him after the 6 months I'd had, I might very well make some bad decisions. It was always my best worst decision.